everyone, and welcome to SearchOracle.com's Database Storage Management Podcast. This is SearchOracle.com news editor Mark Brunelli. And joining me today is Ari Kaplan. Ari is the president of the Independent Oracle Users Group, and he's here to talk to us today about database storage management.
Thank you, Mark. It's great to be here.
Thank you for joining us today. Ari, you guys did a survey recently finding that 92% of DBAs expect their storage needs to increase in 2007, and 64% plan to increase spending on storage in 2007. What are some of the factors causing this rise in storage needs?
Yeah, that's exactly right. The storage growth is really phenomenal, both in the structured and unstructured data, so data that's both relational, that you typically store in the database, and then unstructured, such as videos, images, sound, and so on, scanned images, documents. And you know, there's a lot of growth. There's just the normal organic growth where business has new customers or new sales, and that one cause of increased storage. Another is the compliancy. For example, companies need to retain information longer and longer, and in some cases, such as emails or updates to sensitive data, you really need to keep that data forever. So that is fueling a lot of the growth, as is consolidation, companies acquiring each other. And we're really seeing pretty tremendous growth across the board. Some companies 30% storage growth per year, some companies 50% or more. And with that growth really comes a lot of challenges for databases as well.
So just so everyone knows, who exactly was surveyed in this study?
This was a survey of the IOUG membership.
Okay.
So those are technical Oracle professionals.
In the short story we wrote about this on SearchOracle.com, you had an interesting quote. You said, "It's not just about managing storage. It's about managing how you back it up. The more data you have, the harder and more expensive it is to have a disaster recovery or business continuity plan in place." Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Certainly. So there are so many challenges with having a database where the storage needs are growing. One of them is just the cost. Where do you put the data? But the others are with backup and recovery and replication. And what I mean by that is if you have a three-hour backup window and your database doubles within a couple of years, that three-hour backup window may need to take 6 hours. And as time goes on and your data grows, the amount of time for backing up, also the bandwidth for replicating that enlarged database are some real challenges. So using normal storage solutions and Oracle database solutions may be effective for you today, but as your system grows, it may not be an effective way for backup, recovery, and replication.
So what happens then?
So then you have to either re-architect, get more bandwidth, figure out the migrating if you're not onto Oracle RMAN, going into RMAN with more streams and channels. And if that's not cutting, then you really need to start looking at storage-based third-party solutions where you can do a whole new paradigm. For example, using snapshots at the storage level, you can back up or recover your database in a matter of seconds. And this is multi-terabyte, hundreds of gigabytes, what have you, through the snapshot technology, can do near-instant backup recovery, and then through certain replication solutions, like deduplication, for example, or WAN accelerators, you can more effectively use your existing bandwidth to replicate databases from one data center to another.
Now, who are some of these third-party vendors? Are we talking about, like, EMC?
Exactly. So with snapshots, the big ones are the EMC, the network appliance, Hitachi Data Systems, IBM. They all have their own different flavors and pros and cons of the storage solutions. And, with the replication, deduplication, network appliance is a leader, as are companies like Riverbed, Data Domain Diligent, and so on.
I see. Your survey also found that the roles of the DBA and the storage manager are converging. Can you elaborate on that? I found that particularly interesting.
Sure. So traditionally, a database administrator needs to grow the database. They need to add another, let's say, 1 terabyte. Typically, they need to make requests to the storage department that they need additional space, and the storage department needs to go through the motions and purchase and apply it and grant permissions. But now Oracle actually, through their 10G and 10G R2, R3 software, makes it easier and easier for the database administrator to manage the storage. And one big example of that is Oracle's ASM, which stands for Automatic Storage Management, in which Oracle and the DBA effectively take control of a chunk of storage. So the storage administrator still has to provision the space to Oracle, but from there, the DBA can stripe, mirror, that volume or sets of volumes as needed. They can have Oracle automatically load balance data. Oracle can act as a volume manager, so you're managing files within or without of the database without having to constantly go back to the storage admin. So there are pros and cons with that approach. The big pro, of course, is from a political and a manageability standpoint, having it all under the domain of the DBA works pretty well. And some of the cons, I would say a pro is Oracle does a good job of load balancing, and they actually do a good job of all of the aforementioned striping and mirroring. But there are some third-party solutions where you use a solution such as RAID-DP, the RAID dual parity, that far surpass the performance, the disk utilization, and reliability, preventing, for example, two-drive media failure. Is really only something you can do at the storage level. But if you want the straightforward approach of manageability and you're not necessarily as concerned with the performance or the two-drive assurances, failure assurances, then the Oracle ASM works pretty well.
You know, we hear a lot about fear about the DBA going away in the face of increased automation. Do you see the storage manager going away in the face of increased DBAs?
Well,
DBA storage managers?
Yeah, I would say the role of the storage admin is going to have to change. From a traditional provisioning of storage to databases is largely going to go away, since now that is much more easier to add LUNs and add disk groups and so on. So that part will be automated or go into the hands of the DBA, where storage admins are going to be moving towards is some of the other benefits of storage than just what they call stupid disk, just a place to put your data. So using storage intelligently when backup and recovery, with storage encryption and backup encryption, with enhanced data recovery, virtual tape libraries, replication, those are some of the areas the storage administration side needs to be forward thinking and change their career path and their job responsibilities and time.
I see. What are some of the popular tools that DBAs are using these days to help protect data in the event of a disaster?
Sure. So there's disaster recovery. There's high availability. For disaster recovery, there's solutions from Oracle such as DataGuard, where you can replicate data off-site from your primary center to off-site center, and that will help you if your primary center has some major catastrophe or some human error. You can fail over your application and the business keeps going on. So DataGuard is great within Oracle. It is also limited. For example, if you have Oracle and Exchange, or you are looking to replicate a system that's in no logging mode, like a data warehouse or batch processing system, there are some limitations with DataGuard. So I always recommend to understand your environment and where applicable, do storage-based replication, such as, for example, SnapMirror from NetApp, in conjunction with DataGuard. That way you ensure yourself of a true enterprise disaster recovery scenario. Where DataGuard does work well, certainly in conjunction with storage administration, is at the failover time. Due to the nature of DataGuard, you have a database up and running at the target site, so the failover is fairly quick. And then in conjunction with disaster recovery, there's the high availability, and we're seeing a lot of companies, a lot of IOUG members, truly migrating now to Oracle RAC, that's the real application cluster, where you have multiple servers all pointing to the same data. So you lose that single point of failure. If one server crashes, your users still have a way to get to the application.
What exactly are some of the shortcomings of DataGuard? It just doesn't have the breadth to cover a whole enterprise, is that it? Or?
Well, a couple of shortcomings. One is that the DataGuard product, I should say, works as expected. It works well,
right.
But it's an Oracle-only solution. So if you're looking to replicate, for example, you have a custom-written application, or you need to replicate your application server. Actually, Oracle also has another product I should mention called the Oracle Application DataGuard. But Oracle DataGuard is only for replicating Oracle data. One of the other gotchas I mentioned was no logging. So if you are a company where you load data with like SQL Loader in direct mode, or do import or data pump in direct mode, or you have a table in no logging mode to improve performance, when you think of it, that's avoiding the writing to redo logs. And DataGuard is based on log shipping, so all of those tables, direct mode, no logging, what have you, will not get replicated with DataGuard. So that's one shortcoming you have a choice then, is to hurt your performance in these data loading or do replication, or not have the replication as an option.
You know, Ari, whenever people talk about database storage management these days, inevitably someone brings up ILM, Information Lifecycle Management. And I'm wondering, what exactly is Information Lifecycle Management for starters? And can you tell us about Oracle's new tool in this area?
Certainly. Oracle recently released the ILM Assistant, Information Lifecycle Management Assistant, which helps companies define their ILM strategy and actually execute it from a technical standpoint with their Oracle environment. So ILM really has two parts. One is helping a company define how long do they need to retain their data. For example, for financial information or emails, you may want to retain those types of data forever. But there might be some other types of data where you can delete it or truncate the information after a certain amount of time or after a certain condition is met, such as a sale completes, you may not need information after a year. It's really up to the business to define that. So ILM helps a company remove or purge data that's no longer needed, and it also helps you save a whole bunch of money by putting the right data on the right class of disk. So there are different classifications of disk, like iSCSI, high-performance drives, or in-memory solid-state drives, or lower-cost SATA drives, or even tape archive. And the cost can vary wildly from the inexpensive to the expensive. And all data is not the same value to a company. So ILM and the ILM Assistant helps associate the right data. Your important data will go on the expensive drives. Your less important or less accessed data will go on the less expensive drives. And why would a company go through all of that hassle? In the end, the more data you have, the more that you can tear this off, you can save significant amount of money. So if you have two or three tiers of data, and a lot of your data could be stored on lower cost drives, your company could save hundreds of thousands, millions, or plus per year just on the hardware side alone. And that's why companies are excited about ILM. And the ILM Assistant is a pretty easy tool to classify, and then when I say instantiate it in the technology, it works with Oracle, for example, partitioning tables, putting each partition on a different table space and each table space on a different class of drives, or through the use of triggers, procedures, and packages to help, from a business rule standpoint, migrate the data to different drives.
What advice do you have for DBAs who want to help their companies manage storage more efficiently?
Sure. Well, I do encourage everybody to belong to the IOUG, the Independent Oracle User Group. We're independent of Oracle. We talk about best practices, really use case studies, what works, what doesn't. And we have an enterprise best practice special interest group where people talk exactly about that. How can DBAs better understand storage? But also at the Collaborate event, I know there's a whole bunch of presentations that's on, I think, Tax Day, April 15th, and that subsequent week. I know myself I'm giving two presentations on the new paradigm of storage for databases.
I'm sorry, we're talking about the big Collaborate show next month at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas?
Exactly. So I know there's some content around that. As well as just going to the IOUG website, there's some repositories of white papers, PowerPoints. Another effective way is just joining our special interest group called Enterprise Best Practice. And there's a lot of discussion and year-round webcasts and so on subjects like this. And, you know, the real value of working with a user group is you're not anymore in an island where you're trying to figure things out yourself. You're out there talking to other companies, asking them, is ASM working? Where does it work? Where does it not? What are some of these third-party solutions that work well? You know, where does Oracle solutions work very well, and where does Oracle solutions fall short?
Yeah, you can save a lot of time if you find someone who's run into the same problem that you have.
Exactly, and I'd say the vast majority of companies are growing very quickly, and with that growth comes challenges, and don't necessarily feel like you have to reinvent the wheel yourself, but rather reach out to other community members and try to learn from each other.
Great. Glad you brought up Collaborate. Aside from storage management, what do you think will be some of the hot topics at this year's show?
Sure. So there's a lot of exciting things going on at the conference. It's a co-location of IOUG focused on technology and database, Quest with J.D. Edwards, and the OAUG, which is Oracle Applications. So some of the hot trends are Oracle. Sometime this year we'll be releasing 11G, and we're part of the beta program, but you'll be hearing a lot more about the next major release of Oracle's flagship. Also understanding what technologies Oracle's developed and acquired over the last year. Companies like Stellant and Synopsys, Hyperion is recently new. So just understanding, how does this fit? Is this technology available today? How do I start using it? What's there for security, like single sign-on and identity management? What are the solutions for business intelligence and data warehousing? What are some of the solutions, like times 10 for in-memory databases? So really understanding, the field of Oracle really has just changed, and it's going to change again with 11G. Those are some of the hot topics. Also, I would also mention Oracle Rack is a pretty hot topic, so we have a lot of discussions around that. And
that continues to be a hot topic. I remember that was a big deal last year.
Yeah, and just from talking to our customers, the nice thing is it's really reached a tipping point. Oracle 10G added a lot of functionality and ease of use, so you have real customers truly deploying Rack, not just in a two-node high-availability environment, but I'm seeing a lot of four nodes and higher. So finally, Oracle got the technology right that it truly does scale with a number of nodes, the performance.
Ari, that's about our time. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you, Mark, and thank you, everyone, for taking the time to listen.
Yes, always a pleasure to talk to you. And for you folks out there, if you're interested in learning more about database storage management or the IOUG or Collaborate, be sure to point your browsers to www.searchoracle.com/news. And we'll keep you up to date. Thanks for joining us today.